I gotta say, it's been so insulting that people from there's this group called Podcasting 2.0, and they obviously think they own podcasting because they've been telling me in a lot of different ways that I can't suggest a new feature for podcasting. I can't. And I'll tell you, that is like the ultimate chutzpah. Because first of all, Apple Computer never told me I couldn't make a system scripting language for the Mac, and they own the frickin' platform. They never said that, because it would contradict everything that they were saying otherwise, is that no, we want people to develop software for the Mac. And we never told Dave he couldn't do that. And so, yeah, we welcome it. They even said shit like that. But I don't think it was in their hearts. But they own the frickin' platform. So you could kind of say, well, it's their right to do that. Then there's the W3C, the World Wide Web Consortium. They clearly objected to RSS. I mean, they never came out and said as much, but they didn't support it. And they contributed to creating a format that was annoying, but not unsupportable, that was basically just a reinvention of RSS with different names. So you just had to add some features to your software to say, well, when they say that, this is what they mean, and translate it. It's like, what a wasted, but all that, it was wasted, but it was all in the cause of saying, well, we own the web and nothing can happen on the web unless we say that's what needs to happen on the web, which contradicts the whole idea that it's an open place, that because one of the features of an open place is that anybody can add something to it. Doesn't mean anybody else has to support it. That's the first thing. I mean, I can invent things all I want, but I still have to get other people to support that. And the same rule applies to the W3C. They've come up with all these fancy ideas, and everybody says, well, we don't understand what that is, so we don't have any time for that. They don't have any special power to get people to do things because it actually is an open format and protocol. Google, on the other hand, does, and that's been the problem with them trying to ram. Well, never mind. They manipulate the web, and we have to deal with that. So just accept it. But they're wrong. They don't own the web. The web isn't their thing. The whole beauty of the web was that nobody owns it. Don't get me going. So, all right, I'm worried about podcasting, and I feel that I have some ownership in podcasting, the same ownership you do and anybody else does. Because why? Because nobody owns it. I get to say this is an idea that I think everybody should support. And nobody gets to tell me I can't say that. It doesn't matter who I am, what my background is. They like to say, well, no, Dave, you don't have anything to do with podcasting anymore. We kicked you out at some point. Well, that's bullshit. Nobody gets to do that. And it's petty and it's powerless and it's weak. And it's, among many other things, stupid. It's stupid because podcasting's in trouble and it needs our help. And it needs good ideas that accentuate the power of having no boundaries between, you can listen to my podcast and you can listen to one that comes from somebody else, from a big company if you want to. You can listen to those. You can listen to one from anybody. There are no gatekeepers. There's nobody controls what you can listen to here. And that's important. That's powerful. That makes it a place for creativity and for art and for really unpopular ideas. Because, I don't know, because it's open. You can build a closed one if you want. Go ahead. Just please don't call it podcasting. That's all. And so, all right. So, Podcasting 2.0 is a group of people. I mean, one of them is Adam Curry for sure. So, I've seen his name on the stuff. And, okay, great. Well, Adam Curry doesn't own podcasting. So, he doesn't get to say what the future of podcasting is. And he named an organ, or they, whoever named an organization, Podcasting 2.0, clearly is making a claim to the ownership of the future of podcasting. You wouldn't name it something like that unless you did. And why would people ask me questions about it all the time? They ask me, well, what do you think of Podcasting 2.0? And I think, well, there is no such thing. They should change the name. They should come up with a more humble name. And then we can have fun because we can all work on this stuff as equals because we are equals. And so, you know, people say, well, it's a trivial thing, you know, and argue about the name of something. Well, I'm sorry, but you know what? I don't think it is trivial. I think it's important. And I'm one of those people that really, you know, I'm a stickler on this stuff. Like, I once had to go, I was going to interview the CEO of Sun Microsystems. At the time, a big company in Silicon Valley, and getting a sit down with that guy was an accomplishment for a blogger in, I don't know, 1996 or 7 or something like that. So I go to the meeting, and I go into they had all these buildings in Mountain View, and I go into the main building, I guess, the one where the CEO lives, and they say, well, you have to sign in. And so I looked at the thing, it was a computer, and it was a non-disclosure agreement. And I said, well, I'm not signing in. I can't do that. I'm here because he's going to disclose stuff to me, and I'm going to write about it. And I didn't accept any non-disclosure agreement here. Now, you could say, well, just go ahead and sign the damn thing, and, you know, whatever. A lot of people would do that. But I couldn't do that. And I didn't accept it from the W3C either. I mean, the W3C came to me and said in, I guess it was 1997, might have been 96, and they said, well, we've just finished this thing called XML, and we would like you to use it. And I don't know, it took some arm twisting because I didn't really trust them, honestly, because I knew that it was an organization that was founded to basically organize the power of a lot of big companies. So they could fight over the future of the web and we wouldn't even have a seat at the table. And that's what I thought it was. And I didn't think they really meant it. I didn't think they, you know, that if I, and it turned out they didn't really mean it. So I went ahead and I made a format and it was the XMLization of my blog. And then Netscape picked it up and they made something called RSS. And I said, okay, that's really good. I'll use their thing and I'll put my thing aside and I'll call my thing also RSS, the same thing. And we got agreement on a format there in a matter of, I don't know, it was days. And you know, it would have taken, well, we know that the W3C never did get it together. The IETF did. They wanted, the W3C wanted, I mean, it was, what a mess they made of it. And in the end, it was just annoying. It didn't matter because the market had already decided. The thing is, we can move a lot more quickly and we can focus on making software for users instead of trying to appease all the weird power of these huge corporations with lots of employees that, you know, like they don't really care. I mean, maybe they do, but they whatever. It's insidious is the word. You know, I was thinking about what's the word for what when people call something podcasting 2.0, the word I give that is insidious. Look it up. It means they're trying to take something that isn't theirs. Podcasting is an open thing. Okay? You could say a lot of things about it, good and bad, whatever, but one thing you could say for certain is that it's open. And it was designed to be open. It was designed so that nobody would control it. And it's worked out pretty well. It's not without threats against it, but it's worked out. And so if you create an organization and you give it a name that sounds like you think you control the future, well, you're no longer talking about something that's open. And I don't see why anybody should support that. I understand maybe why you are doing it. But I don't see why I should do it. And I won't do it any more than I wouldn't sign on to that non-disclosure agreement for Sun Microsystems in the 1990s. They, by the way, accepted that. The CEO, they called up the CEO's office and said, well, there's this whatever out here that doesn't want to sign the form. And within 5 minutes, he came down and met with me. And we went into a conference room and talked. And I never had to sign anything. And sometimes you just have to say no. That's unreasonable, and I'm not doing it. Aside from that, my idea is a good one. And also, I think it has a very low chance of being adopted, as do I think their stuff has a very low chance of being adopted. Because it takes a lot of being right and the timing to be right for new ideas to gain traction. So anyway, in case you were wondering why I will not support that name or work with them until they change it, I just won't. And that's why. I thought, what better way to do it than with a podcast, right? I mean, you know. And by the way, I never went away from podcasting. I've heard people say that too. No, you stop listening to me is what happened. There's a difference. I'm right here. And I think you're paying attention to me now because, I don't know. Well, I'm kind of glad you are, so thanks for that. Anyway, have a nice day. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.